In the Unlikely Event by Judy Bloom. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Mary Ammerman and her best friend Natalie Osner were sprawled on their bellies on the thick, tweedy, wall-to-wall carpet of Natalie's den, waiting for the first ever televised lighting of the famous Christmas tree. The den was Miri's favorite room in Natalie's house, not least because of the 17-inch zenith inside a pale wood cabinet, the biggest television Miri had ever seen. Her grandmother had a set, but it was small with rabbit ears, and sometimes the picture was snowy. The furniture in the Osner's den all matched, the beige sofas and club chairs arranged around a Danish modern coffee table with its neat stacks of magazines, Life, Look, Scientific American, National Geographic. A cloth bag with a wood handle holding Mrs. Osner's latest needlepoint project sat on one of the chairs. A complete set of the Encyclopedia Britannica took up three shelves of the bookcase, along with family photos, including one of Natalie at summer camp in jodhpurs atop a sleek black horse, holding her ribbons, and another of her little sister, Fern, perched on a pony. In one corner of the room was a game table with a chess set standing ready. Not that she and Natalie knew how to play, but Natalie's older brother, Steve, did, and sometimes he and Dr. Osner would play for hours. She and Natalie sang White Christmas along with Kate Smith, then oohed and aahed with the crowd, with the whole country, when the tree was lit, signaling the start of the holiday season. Later, Miri found out her mother had been there to see it live, one of the 2,000 spectators. Rusty told Miri she'd been pushed and shoved as the crowd pressed forward until she decided it wasn't worth the effort and left to catch her train to Elizabeth. She could see the tree any old day on her way home from work.